Oh, no.
It's 5:30.
Well, I'm surprised Roy isn't here.
Yeah, I'm surprised y'all. I didn't get word from any.
Well, Terry's coming back.
Okay, we do.
We don't have a quorum. Good old Terry. She's in worse shape than I am. She helps me out. She's in a lot of pain. Terry, you're just too good to me.
Thank you.
I appreciate you a whole lot.
Never a problem.
Thank you, honey.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and call to order the October 3rd, 2012 meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council. Could we do roll call?
Chairperson Horvath.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Shirk. Member Brewer.
Here.
Member Ozawa.
Here.
Member Saliga.
Here.
Member Chenoweth. A quorum is present.
Is there any citizen comments who would like to address the council? Come on up. Yeah, come on up. Say your name. Good afternoon.
I'm David Howlett. I'm sure many of you know my predecessor, Susan Stead. She's the Urban Community Forestry Program Coordinator. I took over for her about 3 months ago. So I'm based here in Carson City, and I'm trying to go around, meet the new people or people new to me, and find out the different councils, and so just trying to find out what you guys are doing, how I can help. Also, I'm part of this community, so just want to know, you know, what I can do to help you guys out and find out what's going on. So just a general introduction.
Cool.
Thanks. Whose position did
you take, Terry?
Sorry? Whose position did
you take? Susan Stead.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I would say right off the bat, David, one thing that Susan was always putting in our ear that was kind of coming to fruition as she was transitioning out was the whole street tree inventory. And that was something that we've talked about and actually put on our goal to start pursuing fundraising efforts to do an inventory for Carson City. Because okay. Apparently there hasn't been one that's been done.
There's never been one ever? Oh, wow.
Okay. Not that.
Hasn't there been
there
one?
Hasn't been one completed. I think there was an effort maybe in the late 1990s, early 2000s. One started, but nothing completed.
Sure. Well, that's kind of, you know, given the Forest Service guidelines is, you know, to start with an inventory and then eventually start taking that to management planning. That's kind of the next step. So that's one thing that, you know, some of the sub-granting programs that I manage have been trying to do is get inventories done for many of the communities. Reno, Sparks, you know, Clark County right now is undergoing a large one. You know, and this is just public trees. This is parks, you know, some right-of-ways, schools, the universities both are participating. And so, you know, once you obviously know kind of what you have, then you have a better idea about what you can manage and start, you know, thinking about, you know, long-term planning for the city. But just wanted to let you know, funding's been kind of tight with the economy and everything, how it is, you know, the program's been cut significantly over the last few years. But, you know, we're hoping that'll change. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, come to these meetings, you know, occasionally and just give you guys an update on how things are going. Meeting with the Forest Service in Denver and all the other Western coordinators in a couple weeks. And that kind of information, you know, I'd like to come back just at least once in a while and kind of, you know, let you guys know what's going on a national level, and then how that translates to state funding, things like that. So anyway, don't want to take up too much time. Just want to introduce myself and let you know how things are going.
Do you have your card?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, please.
Yeah, we want to be in a hurry because we want to watch the debate.
I know, everybody wants to go watch the debates.
For everyone? Yeah, we do. It's in here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Doesn't even have my cell phone on because I don't have one yet.
Cool.
Slowly moving forward.
Awesome, David. Thanks for coming in and spending time. Yeah, and let us know. You're always welcome to come back anytime and give us updates. Let us know. We'll put you on the agenda. Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you added to the email list? Just so I could
definitely have that. Yep. Okay. Is there any minutes that we need to approve? There is? Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion? Is there any modifications? Should we approve it?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I wasn't here. I'm going to abstain.
Good man, Ray. Okay. Moving on to 3A, regarding the absence of any council members, was there any contact from Roy or Gianna?
I did not receive any contact from them.
It's really unlike Roy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a point of order, the minutes will have to come back for the next meeting for approval, because with an abstention, you have less than a
quorum for it. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Then we can do that.
But we'll bring them back next meeting.
Okay. Moving on to 3B, to determine final preparations for the fall tree care seminar, including status on speakers, presentations, topics, as well as council members' duties. So I guess since those guys aren't there, I'll give you another one. So pretty much at the last meeting, the way I understood it was, is we were trying to go with the whole theme of the elements, the earth, wind, fire, water. So through talking with a bunch of different people, I haven't got Mark Young to confirm yet for his presentation, but hopefully he'll come and just do a little closing tie-up of NV Energy's pruning program. After that is Heidi Kratch, who is the state horticulturalist. She's with UNR Cooperative Extension, and the presentation that she's going to be giving is going to be proper watering in drought times, and the effects of wind on the function of trees. So that should be a pretty good start. She said she can talk for as long as we need her to talk, but I figure, you know, we've been some places where the presos have gone for 2 hours, you know, and so we're just going to try to keep everybody in an hour, and then if it goes on longer, then cool. After that presentation, then we'll take a break and make our way over to the CHS greenhouse, so we're probably going to need a bus to get the people who don't want to walk over there. And then, Ray, you're going to start us off with a little welcome to the greenhouse speech, what's been going on, and then kind of an overview of the orchard project. After Ray will then be Dink from Genoa Trees. He's got soil samples from the greenhouse, various areas, so he's going to talk about different soil issues in northern Nevada, and then trees function in relation to soil and how certain soils make trees do certain things, or different elements in soils make them behave differently. So, and then he'll analyze the soils that were presented to him from the greenhouse. After that, we'll go ahead and have a lunch, and that is at CHS with the culinary arts students. They're going to be cooking for us, and the FFA is going to be serving.
What's FFA?
Future Farmers of America. Okay. And Ray went ahead and coordinated all of that with the appropriate people. Hopefully that time is cool for them. And they should have tables. They should have everything we need. That's kind of just a turnkey operation for them.
What I was kind of planning, I mean, we do have options. We can either
bring everybody up to the culinary arts. They have their own little cafeteria. Kind of what I was thinking in order to streamline things was be to bring the food outside to us and just kind of do a walking, standing one. I can get some tables out there.
That is if it's not cold.
So we don't if it's not cold. If it's cold, contingency will bring everybody in.
Into the greenhouse. Let's go into the greenhouse, because last year we were sweating our tails off in the greenhouse.
Yeah, that might work. Or we can, you know, run up to the cafeteria. But what I would kind of envisioned was maybe enough seating for 24 people, and then a buffet table, just kind of a buffet-style walking.
Did you say 200 people?
Two dozen.
How many? We've got 75, correct?
Yeah.
Do you think everybody's going to want to sit at the same time?
Usually it's been done in the cafeteria, yeah. And people have gone through and grabbed their sandwich and then their bag of chips and their thing, and then sat down.
Okay, I can plan for that.
So I don't know if the city would be able to have tables or anything like that brought into life. Well, that parking lot area is a really nice area to sit everybody. It's level. but I know we can work something. I've got a folding picnic table.
It's just the logistics of dealing with the school and getting the manpower to move all the stuff and borrow their tables. I should be able to pull it off.
Okay. My only apprehension would be to bring 75 adults into a school building when normally everybody has to go through like a visitor's application process and stuff like that. That would be my only apprehension of bringing them into the building.
They do have open lunches.
Huh?
You can
go to the high school and get lunch
during the day. So I know that they have some sort of thing worked out for that.
Oh, where adults can come
in? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll check into this. I'll talk to...
And what were we looking at per person on that one? Did you say they catered for?
Whatever numbers you told me prior.
Which were whatever numbers you told me prior? It was like we were looking at like $7 or $8 a person.
What you had told me, you gave me a price that Comma Coffee did.
Mm-hmm.
And then
$15 or something like that.
They said that was way more than enough.
Right. I think it was $15 from Comma Coffee.
No,
and
$19.
And I think we had it down to like $8. Because I think what you're talking about, the school lunch thing, is a person can come into the cafeteria and pay $8.
Correct.
And get a culinary arts program lunch.
Correct.
So we're probably looking around somewhere between $8 to $10. Okay. So which I think was going to save a ton of money. The only question is Comma Coffee did the bagels and donuts and coffee in the morning. I know somebody who can do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I can get a quote. I sent a thing out and I can get a quote from them tonight. They'll have no problem doing it for 75 people, doing a continental style breakfast or anything like that. Do we know how much like we would itemize for something like that? Do we have to approve that now? Could we approve up to a certain amount in order to retain the caterer for that? Or do we go out and buy a bunch of Pete's coffee bags and put donuts out there? And that's too much work for us. I'd rather have somebody dealing with themselves.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Roger?
Well, I think why don't you get a proposal or price from them?
Okay.
Why don't you give me a call and we'll talk about see what.
Okay.
If it looks like it's reasonable or not.
Cool. It's my brother. It's my brother-in-law, so it'll be reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
he,
and he's
he
got all this catering are. Stuff. Yeah, right. So if that's cool, we've got that covered too, that people will have their breakfast to snack on in the morning. Excuse me. Now, during the lunch, now, Tom Henderson said he would do it, but he also said he'd like to share the wealth and kind of get some more visibility to other companies around the area, Green Lizard Landscaping or somebody else. We're planning, this hasn't been approved yet, but I would like to us approve to plant 5 apple trees to start the orchard project. With espalier, we've never done a tree planting where we've done an espalier demo. While we're all eating lunch, they can be cleaning the roots off and stuff like that. When everybody's done with lunch, then they pretty much just turn and it's like, okay, here's our tree planting demo, apple trees, blah, blah, blah. We, you know, prune them and tack them in, and then we're done with the high school. Everybody makes their way back to the community center. Dave Ruff is going to talk about new variety of trees that have come out in the last couple of years for our area, just to kind of educate people on, you know, the landscapers on what's possible. Joanne Skelly is going to come and do fire relation and tree care after the burn, which I think is great. And then at the very end, Terry with the game, and you were talking about doing identification of actual tree limbs and leaves, which I think is a cool hands-on thing to do. Yes?
Have we got the awards under control?
No, and that's normally something that we do here, and that is get the Greenhouse Garden Center gift certificates, or at least approve them in the amounts of...
10, 15, 25, isn't it?
10, 15, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if... We could have a motion to go ahead and approve 3 gift certificates from Greenhouse Garden Center for $10, $15, and $25.
So move.
Well, we have to table that until we have a voting quorum, because we had.
But I know we can work something. I've got a folding picnic table.
It's just the logistics of dealing with the school and getting the manpower to move all the stuff and borrow their tables. I should be able to pull it off.
Okay. My only apprehension would be to bring 75 adults into a school building when normally everybody has to go through like a visitor's application process and stuff like that. That would be my only apprehension of bringing them into the building.
They do have open lunches.
Huh?
You can go to the high school and get lunch
during the day. So I know that they have some sort of thing worked out for that.
Oh, where adults can come
in? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll check into this. I'll talk to.
And what were we looking at per person on that one? Did you say they catered for? Whatever numbers you told me prior. It was like we were looking at like $7 or $8 a person.
What you had told me, you gave me a price that Comma Coffee did.
Mm-hmm.
And then
$15 or something like that.
They said that was way more than enough.
Right. I think it was $15 from Comma Coffee.
No,
and
$19.
And I think we had it down to like $8. Because I think what you're talking about, the school lunch thing, is a person can come into the cafeteria and pay $8.
Correct.
And get a culinary arts program lunch.
Correct.
So we're probably looking around somewhere between $8 to $10. Okay, so which I think was going to save a ton of money. The only question is Comma Coffee did the bagels and donuts and coffee in the morning. I know somebody who can do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I can get a quote. I sent a thing out and I can get a quote from them tonight. They'll have no problem doing it for 75 people. Doing a continental-style breakfast or anything like that. Do we know how much, like, we would itemize for something like that? Do we have to approve that now? Could we approve up to a certain amount in order to retain the caterer for that? Or do we go out and buy a bunch of Pete's coffee bags and put donuts out there? And that's too much work for us. I'd rather have somebody dealing with themselves. So what do you think, Roger?
Well, I think why don't you get a proposal or price from them?
Okay.
Why don't you give me a call and we'll talk about if it looks like it's reasonable or not.
Cool. It's my brother-in-law, so it'll be reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
and he's got all this catering stuff. Yeah, right. So if that's cool, we've got that covered too, that people will have their breakfast to snack on in the morning. Excuse me. Now, during the lunch, Tom Henderson said he would do it, but he also said he'd like to share the wealth and kind of get some more visibility to other companies around the area, Green Lizard Landscaping or somebody else. This hasn't been approved yet, but I would like to us approve to plant 5 apple trees to start the orchard project. With espalier, we've never done a tree planting where we've done an espalier demo. While we're all eating lunch, they can be cleaning the roots off and stuff like that. When everybody's done with lunch, then they pretty much just turn and it's like, okay, here's our tree planting demo, apple trees, blah, blah, blah. We, you know, prune them and tack them in, and then we're done with the high school. Everybody makes their way back to the community center. Dave Ruff is going to talk about new variety of trees that have come out in the last couple of years for our area, just to kind of educate people on, you know, the landscapers on what's possible. Joanne Skelly is going to come and do fire relation and tree care after the burn, which I think is great. And then at the very end, Terry with the game, and you were talking about doing identification of actual tree limbs and leaves, which I think is a cool hands-on thing to do. Yes?
Have we got the awards under control?
No, and that's normally something that we do here, and that is get the Greenhouse Garden Center gift certificates, or at least approve them in the amounts of
10, 15, 25, isn't it?
10, 15, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we could have a motion to go ahead and approve 3 gift certificates from Greenhouse Garden Center for $10, $15, and $25.
So move.
Well, we have to table that until we have a voting quorum because we had too few.
We have a voting quorum, just not on the minutes from last meeting.
I'd like to move that we approve funds for a package of awards, including a $10, a $15, and a $25 awards for the Shade Council Shade Care Seminar.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cool. So moved. Roger, is that something I go and take care of, or and then just have them credit
just,
the city?
Yeah, you can just
okay.
do that.
Cool.
And just another question that came up. Do we have a brochure or anything or a mailing that we can mail out to the
participants? Once we're cool with this, I can go ahead and tack this on to something
okay. And
email this to you.
And then let me know, and we'll take care of the mailing.
I didn't want to go through designing something and then there'd be a lot of like
searching
around and stuff like that. So as long as you guys are cool with what we got going on.
Looks good.
I'd like the Friends of the Urban Forest to get up for maybe 5 minutes and talk about how many trees they've logged. You know, it just, you know, short and sweet. Everybody gets a turn, and we're out. What are we missing, Roger?
I don't think we're missing anything. I'm maybe not concerned, but inquisitive of a walking lunch. And I guess it depends on what the food is, you know, how well people can walk around the greenhouse and look at things and effectively eat at the same time. So
what works for me? Because I can't walk that well or very far.
I think we should try to see how many. Didn't they do that Pablo Cruz at the greenhouse that night?
Oh, no, that was downtown.
That was downtown, so there's not a bunch of folded chairs up somewhere.
No, we borrowed tables and folding chairs from the community center. The Brewery Arts, we had to agree to pay them, and as well as the high school. So
okay.
If I can get, I know that the high school's folding chairs and tables are used for lunchtime. So if they're, you know, I think lunch should end about 11:30. So if they're folded in place, then you may be able to buy it.
When we rent this facility and rented that facility in the past, did the tables come with just
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's nothing, there's no way of modifying this facility rental to accommodate getting some tables in it also on the sly.
We'll take a look at that. If the school can't provide some tables and chairs, I mean, I would think they'd have a lot of tables and chairs in that school, maybe far exceeding what they need for lunch, but
right.
It is a school. But
they do. It's,
yeah.
It's just the logistics of going from
sweet talking the maintenance guy to bring it down.
The few levels of maintenance has to approve it, and then they have to not be signed out for something else, and then they have to have enough people to open the doors to let us pull it if they won't do it for them. So
well, if you could investigate that as a first option, and then give me a holler, let me know, see if we can work out.
Okay, let's see what else. So the buses will be taken care of. This rental will be taken care of. Greenhouse is cool. I'll come over. We'll iron out the whole lunch thing because I want to know how we get the money to the CHS people as well. But other than that, timeline's cool. All right, breaks are in the right spot. Everybody's.
The only thing that I might see an issue with, and I know Penny's pretty flexible, and she said she was, especially for this.
Okay.
School ends at 1:52.
That early?
Yeah.
No wonder we rank where we do.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, if anything, you can cut your thing short, and Dink said he prefers less to more.
Okay.
So we can figure that out.
Well, could you move some of the sessions that are prior to, I guess you have two sessions prior to the,
right.
You know, maybe move one of those sessions to
we could move you, Ray, we could move you to after lunch because then you could introduce the orchard project with the plantings and stuff like that. And then that would give the lunch kids. And then I'll move Dink up. And then, okay, cool. Good eye, Roger. All right, we just need Roy to say he's going to be here at 6:30 to start signing people in like he's always good for.
at 6:30, 7:30.
I know, he's always here early. With the we have a voting quorum, just not on the minutes from last meeting.
I'd like to move that we approve funds for a package of awards, including a 10, a 15, and a $25 awards for the Shade Tree Council, Shade Tree Care Seminar.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Cool, so moved. Roger, is that something I go and take care of, or and then just have them credit the city?
Yeah, you can just do that. And,
cool.
And just another question that came up, do we have a brochure or anything or a mailing that we can mail out to the
To
the participants?
Once we're cool with this, I can go ahead and tack this on to something and email this to you.
And then let, we'll take care of the mailing.
I didn't want to go through designing something and then there'd be a lot of like searching around and stuff like that. So as long as you guys are cool with what we got going on.
Looks good.
I'd like the Friends of the Urban Forest to get up for maybe 5 minutes and talk about how many trees they've logged. You know, it just, you know, short and sweet. Everybody gets a turn and we're out. What are we missing, Roger?
I don't think we're missing anything. I'm maybe not concerned, but inquisitive of a walking lunch. And it, I guess it depends on what the food is, you know, how well people can walk around the greenhouse and look at things and effectively eat at the same time. So
it worked for me because I can't walk that well or very far.
I think we should try to see how many – didn't they do that – Pablo Cruz at the greenhouse that night?
Oh, no, that was downtown.
That was downtown, so there's not a bunch of folded chairs up somewhere.
No, we got, we borrowed tables and folding chairs from the community center, the brewery arts, I think we had to pay them, and as well as the high school. So
okay.
If I can get, I know that the high school's folding chairs and tables are used for lunchtime, so if they're, you know, I think lunch should end about 11:30, so if they're folded in place, then we may be able to buy it.
When we rent this facility and rented that facility in the past, did the tables come with just that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's no way of modifying this facility rental to accommodate getting some tables in it also?
We'll take a look at that. If the school can't provide some tables and chairs, I mean, I would think they'd have a lot of tables and chairs in that school, maybe far exceeding what they need for lunch. But it is a school. But
they do. It's just the logistics of going from
sweet talking the maintenance guy to bring it down.
You've got to have the few levels of maintenance has to approve it, and then they have to not be signed out for something else, and then they have to have enough people to open the doors to let us pull it if they won't do it for them. So.
Well, if you could investigate that as a first option, and then give me a holler, let me know. Let's see if we can work out.
Okay, let's see what else. So the buses will be taken care of. This rental will be taken care of. Greenhouse is cool. I'll come over. We'll iron out the whole lunch thing because I want to know how we get the money to the CHS people as well. But other than that, timeline's cool. All right, brakes are in the right spot. Everybody's.
The only thing that I might see an issue with, and I know Penny's pretty flexible, and she said she was especially for this.
Okay.
School ends at 1:52.
That early?
Yeah.
No wonder we rank where we do.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, if anything, you can cut your thing short, and Dink said he prefers less to more.
Okay.
So we can see that.
Well, could you move some of the sessions that are prior to? I guess you have two sessions prior to the.
Right.
You know, maybe move one of those sessions to.
We could move you, Ray. We could move you to after lunch because then you could introduce the orchard project with the plantings and stuff like that. And then that would give the lunch kids. And then I'll move Dink up. And then, okay, cool. Good eye, Roger. All right, we just need Roy to say he's going to be here at 6:30 to start signing people in like he's always good for.
At 6:30, 7:30.
I know, he's always here early with the chair tilted back, sleeping.
Well, I'm trying to come early, too.
Cool. Well, I will have Mia, so I don't know how much of a help I'll be, but I'll have my hands full. Okay, November 14th. We're all in agreeance?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Break.
Let me use your pen, please.
Okay, so if there's not any more comments, citizen comments, anything like that, we're always looking for topics, so if you can think of any good topics for next year's Fall Tree Care Seminar, let us know. All right, yes.
I had Asplund trim my trees at my house, Asplund.
Mm-hmm.
They did a very nice job.
Cool.
And are they from this area?
They're national.
They're a national company.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then that answers my question.
All right. Moving on to 3C. Regarding a fundraising plan for opportunities for a citywide street tree inventory. I mean, realistically, our fundraising opportunities were grants from NDF. So, you know, what is there actually available for us? If there is anything that we could apply for, we're not scared to write grants.
Well, I just wrote a grant, one for our state nursery, one that specifically supports inventories and management plan. It's turned in about 2 weeks ago. And do I need to speak up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I turned in 2 weeks ago. It's for $300,000. It would cover, you know, a significant part of the population of the state. Some people have inventories already kind of going on, so it would just be to finish up those that are incomplete, but also get some. And Carson City's, you know, kind of up there on the list in terms of population. So, you know, I'll definitely let you know about that. But, you know, Susan got a lot of projects going before she retired. And so, you know, I'm kind of managing those and figuring things out at this point. So I can't promise any specific amount of money, but it'd be very helpful to know kind of how many trees you're talking about. And I know I probably need to sit down with Roger and discuss kind of what you guys manage in terms of parks and right-of-ways and stuff like that. Do you have a specific number? Because that's actually how a lot of times they do the measurements or the quotes or how much based on tree.
Who
number.
Was it that came in? What was his name?
Hollenbeek.
Hollenbeek.
Yeah.
I've yet to meet this guy. Hear his name everywhere.
Everywhere. He's all over.
Yeah.
He came in and what did he say? 50,000?
No, I thought he was saying, you know, we were looking at street trees, and I thought he was talking about 5 or 6,000.
5 or 6,000.
That sounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
City of Reno manages like 25,000.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just right of ways, parks. That doesn't include schools, no one's backyard, you know,
right,
nothing
right.
like that. We're talking about just publicly managed trees. So what you guys managed in terms of this, yeah.
So about 5,000 trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's manageable. You know, we're doing one with Clark County, and it was like $400,000 to do Clark County. And Susan pulled together funding from many different sources very creatively. So I'm, you know, working to kind of understand how she did that, and you know, I think it could be done. So
cool.
I'll be in touch, and I'm here in Carson City, so I can come to the meetings pretty regularly.
Right.
So, I wish I had a better answer, but I'll let you know.
No, it's good.
It's good to have a number, though. So
a grant has been applied for, and there might be money on the way.
You have applied for a grant.
Well, no, I'm saying you applied for a grant, and there might be money in the future.
That's kind of like we have these, you know, we have base funding every year, which is about $250,000. Some of that specifically has to go towards inventories. But then in addition to that, we applied for funding for what they call Western Competitive Grants. Among the Western states, they all put in submissions for different grants. And NDF, the Division of Forestry, got skunked last year, so we're hoping that there's a little bit of help and leeway this year. So we turned in four different grants for different things, but one of the, you know, main one was urban. So we're very hopeful. I did my best, but, you know, I'm new, and I pulled in data from everybody else that I could to try to, you know, get a good grant in. It was commented on by the Forest Service before it went in, so we have a pretty good chance, but I think we're supposed to hear about that the first week or two of November. So, you know, I'll let you guys know immediately, you know, the results of those things, so. I wish I had better news. I wish I could be more. Here it is, you know, here's a check, but no, got to do a little bit of process.
Well, it, you know, Susan kind of convinced us, and then she brought Rod in to convince us even more and drive the deal home. You know, so that's kind of at the point where we were at now. We were like, okay, we
well,
back
I'm
sleeping.
To come early, too. I
cool.
Usually come early.
Well, I will have Mia, so I don't know how much of a help I'll be, but I'll have my hands full. Okay, November 14th. We're all in agreement?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Break.
Let me use your pen.
Okay, so if there's not any more comments, citizen comments, anything like that, we're always looking for topics, so if you can think of any good topics for next year's Fall Tree Care Seminar, let us know. All right, yes.
I had Asplund trim my trees at my house, Asplund.
Mm-hmm.
They did a very nice job.
Cool.
And are they from this area?
They're national.
They're a national company.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then that answers my question.
All right. Moving on to 3C, regarding a fundraising plan for opportunities for a citywide street tree inventory. I mean, realistically, our fundraising opportunities were grants from NDF, so... you know, what is there actually available for us? If there is anything that we could apply for, we're not scared to write grants.
Well, I just wrote a grant, one for our state nursery, one that specifically supports inventories and management plan. It's turned in about 2 weeks ago. And do I need to speak up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I turned in 2 weeks ago. It's for $300,000. It would cover, you know, a significant part of the population of the state. Some people have inventories already kind of going on, so it would just be to finish up those that are incomplete, but also get some. And Carson City's, you know, kind of up there on the list in terms of population. So, you know, I'll definitely let you know about that. But, you know, Susan got a lot of projects going before she retired. And so, you know, I'm kind of managing those and figuring things out at this point. So I can't promise any specific amount of money, but it'd be very helpful to know kind of how many trees you're talking about. And I know I probably need to sit down with Roger and discuss kind of what you guys manage in terms of parks and right-of-ways and stuff like that. Do you have a specific number? Because that's actually how a lot of times they do the measurements or the quotes or how much based on tree.
Who
number.
Was it that came in? What was his name? Hollenbeek.
Hollenbeek.
Yeah.
I've yet to meet this guy. Here, his name everywhere.
Everywhere. He's all over.
Yeah.
He came in and what did he say? 50,000?
No, I thought he was saying, you know, we were looking at street trees, and I thought he was talking about 5 or 6,000.
5 or 6,000.
Sounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
City of Reno manages like 25,000.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just right of ways, parks. That doesn't include schools, no one's backyard, you know,
right,
nothing
right.
like that. We're talking about just publicly managed trees. So what you guys managed in terms of this, yeah.
So about 5,000 trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's manageable. You know, we're doing one with Clark County, and it was like $400,000 to do Clark County. And Susan pulled together funding from many different sources very creatively. So I'm, you know, working to kind of understand how she did that, and you know, I think it could be done. So
cool.
I'll be in touch, and I'm here in Carson City, so I can come to the meetings pretty regularly.
Right.
So, I wish I had a better answer, but I'll let you know.
No, it's good.
It's good to have a number, though. So
a grant has been applied for, and there might be money on the way. You know,
you have applied for a grant.
Well, no, I'm saying you applied for a grant, and there might be money in the future.
That's
kind of like we
have these, you know, we have base funding every year, which is about $250,000. Some of that specifically has to go towards inventories. But then in addition to that, we applied for funding for what they call Western Competitive Grants. Among the Western states, they all put in submissions for different grants. And NDF, the Division of Forestry, got skunked last year, so we're hoping that there's a little bit of help and leeway this year. So we turned in 4 different grants for different things, but one of the, you know, main one was urban. So we're very hopeful. I did my best, but, you know, I'm new, and I pulled in data from everybody else that I could to try to, you know, get a good grant in. It was commented on by the Forest Service before it went in, so we have a pretty good chance, but I think we're supposed to hear about that the first week or two of November. So, you know, I'll let you guys know immediately, you know, the results of those things, so. Wish I had better news. I wish I could be more bad. Here it is, you know, here's a check, but no, got to do a little bit of process.
Well, it, you know, Susan kind of convinced us, and then she brought Rod in to convince us even more and drive the deal home. You know, so that's kind of at the point where we were at now. We were like, okay, we see the need for it. We agree that it has to be done. Let's start raising the money.
It's top priority for urban forestry, you know, state programs for at the national level. So it's...
Right. And then we've got, you know, we've got this group of friends of the urban forest that's trying to plant 10,000 trees. So having that baseline there is just, it's essential, really.
Okay.
It's,
you know. How are you guys affiliated in any way, or do you guys work together?
I'm the chairman of it.
Okay.
But other than that, we're an advisory board, and that's more of an action committee.
Okay.
So... that's kind of where the line is.
Okay, yeah, I saw the flyer for it.
We can talk about that, you know.
Great.
We got all kinds of stuff we can talk about.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'd love to meet with everybody here and find out your perspective.
Cool. Thank you. Does anybody want to have, like, a cookie drive or sell candy bars door-to-door or anything like that? Okay, cool. You know, I mean, we're just talking about opportunities here. We're a city advisory board. We write grants. Okay, 3D, regarding developing and recommending a tree replanting program on city-owned properties in Carson City, and I believe that was in reference to expanding the street tree program that the Parks and Rec does. We can talk about that now, or we can talk about that
next meeting
when it's a little bit more timely, you know. Is there any opposition to pushing that one off to the next meeting? Okay.
And Kyle, it would make sense to, I know that a tree inventory isn't eminent by any stretch of the imagination, but that'd really go hand in hand with the tree inventory because, as David would say, the tree, as not as you would say, but as you said, a tree inventory is sort of a prelude to a tree management program.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know what your species makeup is and how many trees you have and how many planting spaces you have available, then you can really develop a tree planting program recommendation to bring to the board that time.
I mean, the data is basically worthless unless you do something with
yeah.
it.
Right.
So that's the next step.
Okay, so with that, we can then at least look and see what our inventory is and what diversity we might need and stuff like that. So, okay, we'll push that on to the next one. Moving on to 4A, non-action items, update on possibility of meeting with the city's IT director, John Wilkinson, to reorganize our website. Roger, I'm assuming you're...
Well, I just, you know, we haven't met with John yet, and that's really my fault. I'll make sure that we get a meeting set up with John. But
okay.
I just simply printed out the front page of the Shade Tree Council's website that's linked to the city's website, and you each have a copy of that. By any means, it's not very glorious looking, you know. It's not something that really catches your eye, although when you are online, it is a nice blue color and not white like this. But it's very basic information. It has all the members on there. It does have a list of the meeting dates, you know, for the current year. There are videos that you can access on ACCTV of the meetings that have been taped. And it does have information on the 2011 Fall Tree Care Seminar. So once we get that, the 2012 flyer done, I guess, what we can do is submit that to the IT and department and have them load that on there. But there is plenty of room and plenty of opportunities to spice this up. And I think I'll just set up a meeting with John, maybe with Kyle and I, and John will sit down and try to talk about that. Great.
Do we have an idea of what we want to be on the website, what updates we want to be made?
We have talked about that in the past, and there is an outline that I'd made up probably about almost a year ago, kind of with that. Pretty much the way that it had been talked about was we were going to do information that was more static in nature that didn't need to be updated continuously and put that pressure on the city. So it would be things like our meetings, our information. Pretty much the site has good information on it. It's just not very pretty. Okay. You know, it doesn't catch your eye. It flows in a very, like, regimented type of manner, you know. So what we were talking about was reorganizing it, putting some pictures on there, you know, the videos can be hosted via YouTube or ACCTV, and just, you know, doing it in regard to that.
I'm not a designer. Anything I design will be ugly. If somebody can make up line cards of what they want the site to look like.
The need for it, we agree that it has to be done. Let's start raising the money.
It's top priority for urban forestry, you know, state programs for at the national level, so it's...
Right, and then we've got, you know, we've got this group of friends of the urban forest that's trying to plant 10,000 trees, so having that baseline there is just, it's essential, really.
Okay.
It's,
you know. How are you guys affiliated in any way, or do you guys work together?
I'm the chairman of it.
Okay.
But other than that, we're an advisory board, and that's more of an action committee.
Okay.
So that's kind of where the line is.
Okay, yeah, I saw a flyer for it.
We can talk about that, you know.
Great.
We got all kinds of stuff we can talk about.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'd love to meet with everybody here and find out your perspective.
Cool. Thank you. Does anybody want to have, like, a cookie drive or sell candy bars door-to-door or anything like that? Okay, cool. You know, I mean, we're just talking about opportunities here. We're a city advisory board. We write grants. Okay, 3D. Regarding developing and recommending a tree replanting program on city-owned properties in Carson City, and I believe that was in reference to expanding the street tree program that the Parks and Rec does. We can talk about that now, or we can talk about that
next meeting
when it's a little bit more timely. You know, is there any opposition to pushing that one off to the next meeting? Okay.
And Kyle, it would make sense to, I know that a tree inventory isn't eminent by any stretch of the imagination, but that'd really go hand in hand with the tree inventory because, as David would say, the tree, as not as you would say, but as you said, a tree inventory is sort of a prelude to a tree management program.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know what your species makeup is and how many trees you have and how many planting spaces you have available, then you can really develop a tree planting program recommendation to bring to the board that time.
I mean, the data is basically worthless unless you do something with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the
next step. Okay, so with that, we can then at least look and see what our inventory is and what diversity we might need and stuff like that. So, okay, we'll push that on to the next one. Moving on to 4A, non-action items, update on possibility of meeting with the city's IT director, John Wilkinson, to reorganize our website. Roger, I'm assuming you're...
Well, I just, you know, we haven't met with John yet, and that's really my fault. I'll make sure that we get a meeting set up with John. But
okay.
I just simply printed out the front page of the Shade Tree Council's website that's linked to the city's website, and you each have a copy of that. By any means, it's not very glorious looking, you know. It's not something that really catches your eye, although when you are online, it is a nice blue color and not white like this. But it's very basic information. It has all the members on there. It does have a list of the meeting dates, you know, for the current year. There are videos that you can access on ACCTV of the meetings that have been taped. And it does have information on the 2011 Fall Tree Care Seminar. So once we get that, the 2012 flyer done, I guess, what we can do is submit that to the IT and department and have them load that on there. But there is plenty of room and plenty of opportunities to spice this up. And I think I'll just set up a meeting with John, maybe with Kyle and I, and John will sit down and try to talk about that. Great.
Do we have an idea of what we want to be on the website, what updates we want to be made?
We have talked about that in the past, and there is an outline that I'd made up probably about almost a year ago, kind of with that. Pretty much the way that it had been talked about was we were going to do information that was more static in nature that didn't need to be updated continuously and put that pressure on the city. So it would be things like our meetings, our information. Pretty much the site has good information on it. It's just not very pretty. Okay. You know, it doesn't catch your eye. It flows in a very, like, regimented type of manner, you know. So what we were talking about was reorganizing it putting some pictures on there. You know, the videos can be hosted via YouTube or ACCTV, and just, you know, doing it in regard to that.
I'm not a designer. Anything I design will be ugly. If somebody can make up line cards of what they want the site to look like, I can make it happen in probably an afternoon.
Cool.
So if that takes the load off the city or makes it go a little bit quicker. So.
Cool. Well, we had Jens that had offered to do that, and it just, you know, it didn't happen. So I'm sure that, you know, any help to take the stress off, you know. So yeah, get John in here.
I have a question.
Yes.
That I should have asked earlier. Now, this person that's going to fill the vacancy, have they already been approved by the Board of Supervisors?
No, because we haven't gone through our interview process. Okay. So I believe the application has just been submitted, and then the next meeting we'll meet her. And
that's fine.
All right. Okay. Any other comments on the website? No. 4B, discussion and possible presentation regarding NV Energy's tree clearance and pruning program. Mark or anybody from NV Energy is not here. Just go ahead and say that he's been invited to the Fall Tree Care Seminar to do a presentation. So I think anytime they get in front of the community would be a good thing.
Yep.
3C, reports only. Does anybody have any reports?
I have a report, but I'm going to defer it to the next meeting because of the debates.
Okay. All right. Well, if nobody else has anything, agenda item 5, future agenda items. We'll not do planning. It'll be assessment. The survey, I believe, was talking about the community's approval or disapproval of NV Energy's job of doing the stuff, of doing the pruning. And then everything else on here is pretty cut and dry. So is there any other citizen comments? Anything else needs to be said? No. Is there a move to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, let's bring this meeting to a close.
Yeah,
with Roy and Gianna?
Not Gianna so much.
They're probably drinking together somewhere fun. All right, so Ray, I'm gonna move the lunch thing up.